Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, and some really echoey Van Halen. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday. Let's bring in Jonathan Hutton from Outkick, Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow weekdays from 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. Hut, I'm going to ask a very simple question. Should Mike Vrabel be...
Yes, it was echoey.
It was very echoey, yes. Should Mike Vrabel be on the hot seat?
Hot seat, no, Chase. And look, I think he's done a great, good job, not this year, but overall, as being the Titans head coach. Let me also say there are coaches, there are decisions that have to be made that can't just be based on, well, that's a friend of mine, so he's sticking around. Like, he's got a role over this offense. And then to me, there's no question that's got to happen. And it will, because of how bad it is. I don't think the general discussion has been about where it goes from here, how bad it gets. There's been a lot of talk at podiums this year, guys, about how they improve. It's about getting better. It's about coaching them up. It's about execution. This can get even worse because, I mean, last year, whenever they fired Robinson, that was the proverbial white flag, right? Now, we still saw them try to compete against Jacksonville because they put Dobbs in, but they weren't going to win with Malik Willis. And they put Dobbs in on, what, 4, 5, 6 days notice, whatever it was, and they looked better. But everyone knew that that team wasn't going to win another game. And here we are finishing up Week 11, and I'm not saying like they can't win another game, but we know that this team is going nowhere fast, and the makeup and the model and the trajectory and the how you would describe this team is still so uncertain. Like, it's just, it's maddening week in and week out. And I mean, when you run 38 plays or whatever it was yesterday, and you have the second to worst scoring offense, you have the second to worst rushing offense. And a lot of it is due to, you know, Vrabel bringing in Dillard, Vrabel wanting Brewer to replace Ben Jones. I mean, there's just a lot of different moving parts and decisions that just continue to go wrong, not right.
Do you believe that after seeing this draft class, and I know it's incomplete, but I mean, I do think we've seen some bright spots, whether it be with Skoronski and Spears and Levis especially, that we should give Rand Carthon and his crew the benefit of the doubt that they do know what they're doing when it comes to talent evaluation in the draft and be a little more patient than maybe people want to be going into this draft, knowing that they have to hit on the offensive line?
Well, so benefit of the doubt, I mean, there's really no other choice but to do that. What I want to see, though, is the admission and the direction of, okay, this is going to be more than just a quick little fix, because you don't go into last offseason and bring back Tannehill and bring back Henry and, you know, not really address wide receiver. You're laughing on camera during the NFL draft and you draft a running back again. And then, oh, by the way, we're bringing in DeAndre Hopkins, which no one could have predicted that would have been available when it was. So there's mixed messages there. And look, I appreciate the fact, I do, that Vrabel refuses to go through a rebuild. I mean, that's how he's built. And then I like that fact. I wouldn't want to sign up the way Frank Reich has signed up for the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, that's the constant rebuild of the Carolina Panthers. And Vrabel mentioned yesterday, we know what winning feels like around here. Well, not recently. And it doesn't really matter if you sign up for one or not. You've got to rebuild this thing. And the time to do it was this past off season. Because you already had the guy who took the fall for why you had to do it. And now it's flipped back around to where someone's going to have to answer questions for it. And when you trade away Kevin Byard and the only person to talk to the head coach, when things go wrong after week 11, people are going to go to the head coach. And so that the questions are going to have to be asked through Vrabel, even though you bring up Carthon. The benefit of the doubt is going to have to be given to Vrabel because he's going to be the figurehead that's talking. And right now he's the one that has the most decision-making power. That's evident based on who's talking. So I point to him first, Chase, before I go to, you know, the management. because the management of this team right now is Mike Vrabel.
Jonathan, you've been around this team now, the franchise, for many years. Excluding 2014, is this the worst football team you've seen from the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, I love how you excluded 2014, because I was about to jump in there. that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad. I think this team is far more accountable than that one, okay? This is really bad, though, Joe. I mean, this is right up there. So, yeah, I mean, it's the worst that I've seen other than 2014. That was my first year on the sidelines. And that was rough. That was a team going through, literally going through the motions from opening kickoff. They win week one and then nothing else. This one has that feel, right? Like the same mistakes, same issues, awful on the road. You know, the way we used to describe a Mike Vrabel coach football team is not this team. So, yeah, it's bad. And by the way, Chase opened by saying he should be on the hot seat. It's absolutely fair to ask the questions to him about it. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be asked about it and it's not a topic. It is. It's the NFL, and this is a team that gave off the perception that they, you know, at worst they were middle of the pack and they felt like they'd go on a run. That's how they treated the offseason. That's not this team. This team is in the same conversation with the Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, New England Patriots right now. That's how bad it is. And it can get worse because of the way we see that this team rolls. This team can't run the football. Even though, yeah, I get it, they have the AFC's leading rusher in Derrick Henry, who has 127 yards over the last three games. This is bad because they can't do anything to their identity. They don't have one, Joe. They didn't finish with one last year. And when they can't run the football and they can't be physical in the trenches with the offensive line, they don't have their identity. So, yeah, it's bad. And the fact that they can't define it with this head coach is alarming, given the fact that, I mean, a lot of the players that they switched over, they had to, but a lot of the players that they brought in, he signed off on. And that's the troubling part of where we are with this. Not that they're this bad. It's that the players that were brought in and sold as replacements and better options are just not better options.
What does this tell you if this team goes out Sunday and loses to Carolina?
That Vrabel's far from where he thinks he is on the locker room. Yesterday at the podium, I thought it was more about, and tell me if you guys agree. I'm sure you guys have discussed this at length. Kaharsky asked him, and again, a fair question, asked him about if he's feeling the job security thing. And he immediately talks about what he's thankful for, and he mentions that he's doing everything for those players. He feels for those players. I thought yesterday's probably was more of a message to the players than anything else about, oh, we just need to keep improving. There's no improving here. There's buy-in and there's buy-out. And if you really go back, I mean, Jeffrey Simmons played hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Simmons also said that there's players that if they don't want to be here, they need to get out. And it was just kind of like, oh, you know, Jeff has earned the right to say those things. But what did he really mean? There's more to it now if you start to look at what they've been stringing together. And you have to buy into that a bit more. And I thought that the messaging from Vrabel at the podium, coaches don't always, and certainly Vrabel's as blunt as they come, they don't always have to speak through the podium. But, you know, flipping it, because knowing that that clip, I don't know if he's thinking about this in the moment, but that clip in my mind is going to be replay a lot. And that's the one you're going to hear about the job security answer. Well, it flipped on the players. And I think there's a lot of, there's a young quarterback. There's an offensive line that knows they suck. And really the only consistent piece to anything they're doing offensively is DeAndre Hopkins, who, you know, if the ball's in the air, he's going to have a 50-50 chance of coming down with it. That's pretty much it. And if they lose to Carolina, it's just more of the same. And it's, again, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's not about how much will this team improve between now and the end of the year. It's about how bad will they get. And at the same time, when are they going to start rolling out those prices for the stadium? That's the other thing to keep in mind here. How bad will they be whenever that's being, you know, bowled down the alleys? It's not going to be received very well, Joe. And that's the thing. This season and the plan. If we're not going to see improvement, I want to see the plan, and more than just stadium construction. I'm talking about the plan of this roster, where it was about depth, and it was about being competitive and making a run and winning. It's about winning, and all I see are a lot of quotes, a lot of reactions, and, I mean, a lot of reactions to bad performances that continue to be, well, we need to see where we can improve. That's not happening with this group. Now it's time to coach them up. Again, go back to his cliche, because we have seen that in the past. That is not with what he and his staff are doing this year.
Play better, coach better. That's what we got to do, for sure. Hutton, appreciate it as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll talk next week.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Always enjoy this and have a great week. And, yeah, we'll chat soon.
Absolutely. We'll talk to him next week. Jonathan Hutton from Outkick. Hot mic with Hutton and Withrow, weekdays 2 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. We'll come back with celebrity birthdays and put a bow on things next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.